Ladies and gentlemen, let me take you back to a distant time, 17 years ago, 1996. There was a team of men who sought to do the impossible, to use the primitive Mac mapping tools to make a glorious megawad. Rob Berkowitz, Anthony Chan, Clint Savo, Slava Pestov, our own Steve Duff, a Jason Fowler, and even that Jim Bagro guy that nobody remembers. What they created was Realms of Chaos, and boy, was it shit!
Well, that's certainly an introduction.
We could just end the review right there.
We could. I mean, we're under no obligation to play out to a fixed time length. So, I mean, there we go. Anyway, yes, as you heard there, we are reviewing today for Tango TV's Where's All the Data? Musical review program. Realm of Chaos, which is by the Macintosh team from 1996. They used the Hellmaker editor, I do believe, which was the first editor that allowed Mac users to create new maps. Again, we don't have any formats set out, so we can just talk about it willy-nilly. And Tarnsman, I gather from that introduction, you're not a fan.
Actually, Realms of Chaos is not the worst thing we've ever played, but it had a fair load of, the not-so-good, particularly in E3. In fact, I'd say that E3 was really bogged down by really boring and uninteresting maps.
And you were saying at the time that you would be struggling to think of things to say.
Yeah, because honestly, Realms of Chaos is not even interestingly bad. It's just bland and mediocre, and I do have to judge it with kind of tinted glasses simply because it was, you know, the first thing they were making. And I don't judge it by 1996 standards because I think that would be unfair to really, like, consider, you know, Platonia and all the other things that were in existence. Requiem was underway. I mean, I think to hold it to the same standards as Windows 96 mapping is flawed, but even still, while it was good, I guess, as a 1994 project, I don't feel it holds up the same way as, say, Fama Beans.
Right, well, I mean, we had to determine whether or not the map set's worth playing, so I mean, you can, even though you can place quite a few asterisks next to the title, you know, Slava Pestov, for example, is 13 years of age. It's, you know, small interesting points, I guess, but when you're determining whether it's a good enough map set to play, you can only say no and then move on. But, I mean, considering those asterisks, the fact that they were quite young and that it was for the Mac using Hellmaker, I mean, could you get anything interesting to talk about the map set out of that? Were like, there any design points that you would say that's quite impressive considering the tools they had and how old they were, for example? Any cool ideas, maybe, that you thought a 13-year-old to come up with would was pretty good?
No, not particularly.
No?
To be honest.
No saving graces?
No real saving graces. There were a few good maps. I'm not going to diminish, you know, the early works of Steve Duff. I thought were quite playable. They diminished to the point of Map 27, which, I think Map 27 speaks to itself, but... No, I'd say that there was some nice ideas going on. I wouldn't say that because it was for the Mac, there's any, like, special way to judge it other than judging it by the lower standards of just simply the people not having the tools required at the time to, like, you know, have 2 years to really figure them out. It was released at the back end of 96, if I remember correctly. I checked id games, and I think I saw a December release date in there, which kind of makes it almost 1997, but we'll judge it by 1996.
What were those interesting ideas? I recall something like Map 25, for example, a cool concept of going through the icon of Sin into the back of its brain, which you thought would have been, I mean, interesting concept, but in execution, I mean, the layout was quite... I don't know, cramped, and then a hub spoke cropped out of nowhere. Things like that. I mean, were there other examples of cool concepts that you thought execution was good, or perhaps was actually decent? Match the concept?
Honestly, no, not really. The thing about Realms of Chaos is that I really have to, like, struggle to, like, think of specifics in a map. Like, I can kind of remember the maps I didn't hate because they had, you know, actual stuff going on in them. But I don't really remember them so much as concepts, so much as, like, they're very, this is a map, like, mm-hmm. the embodiment of early mapping, where there wasn't much thought given to anything other than, this is a set of rooms in which you kill enemies.
Mm-hmm. I guess we could talk about, since, I mean, we could be struggling at things to actually discuss here other than to say, you know, they're boring maps. We could certainly expound on that, surely. I mean, especially when you place, when you... There are highlights in maps, like you said, Steve Duff, who was luckily on hand, by the way, when we were going through the Mega World Club to expound himself on some of his decision making. But were there? I mean, let's talk about why the maps were bad and in what way. I mean, because again, if you place it alongside something like Machine Gun Etiquette or Slaughterhouse, I think it's called, Steve Duff's first maps, the layouts were pretty good. I mean, they were a bit long. I think the maps could have ended sooner. But I mean, placed alongside those better examples, is it easier to see where Realm of Chaos sort of falls apart?
Realm of Chaos is a map set that I think falls apart. Like, same with Monochrome Mapping Project. I think in terms of what I dislike about the bad maps of both is just fundamental basics falling apart. With Monochrome, it was laziness, I can only assume, and with Realm of Chaos, it was, everybody involved in being a
juvenile mapping.
No, I wouldn't call it juvenile mapping. More like novice mapping.
Okay,
like,
that's fine.
There was definitely.
I just wanted to say juvenile mapping. I wasn't being a pejorative.
Okay. I don't know. I think with Realms of Chaos, it's mainly just layouts that aren't very good. Like detailing and visuals is bare and non-existent, and in a way that. It really highlights how bare and basic the maps are. Like, I don't think you need detailing to have a good map, but you need to have, like, structure and shapes. And there was just a lot of room connected to room in the most basic sense.
Hmm. I mean, again, I really feel that we should be touching even more on the fact that they were youngsters at the time. I mean, would you yourself have been quite... Would you flaunt your effort? I mean, if you were one of the mappers in this yourself, 13 years of age or something. Or, I guess another way to look at it is, if you were even... How young would you have to be for something like Realm of Chaos to be an impressive effort? What if you were mapping it not on the Mac, but on a toaster?
Okay, if you're mapping on a toaster, well then, fucking... You've got some serious skills that, I think they need to put you in an institute and figure out why the fuck you converted your toaster to a computer.
Right.
But
I know I said right at the start that, it doesn't matter what it was made on or who it made, but if it's just a bad map, so then you can throw that out the window. But I mean, then you look at a map set, or maps made by Dylan, for example, and you say, okay, that's far too young, I have to look at this, and now I am going to judge it based on that fact. You don't think it quite reaches that point with Realm of Chaos?
No, I think once you get over, like, 10 would be the cutoff. When, like, I don't know. That's when I started looking at things I'd make and be like, man, that's a really shitty drawing. I should, like, not show that to people, because that's terrible.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, again, I ask, if you had mapped, let's say if you were Slava Pestov, 13 years of age, making the maps that he did, would you be quite happy to show your efforts to?
No, I mean, but I was kind of like, more critical of my work after, like when I was a real young kid, like before 10, it was like, whatever, yay, look what I made, that it's a blob of Legos. But like I think right around 10 is the age where I started being like, yeah, no, that's kind of crappy, I probably should not do that. To where I think if I was 13 and I made those maps, see, I don't know, because I don't know what I'd consider a good Doom map. Like, right. If I was 13 and I had what I considered a good map, Doom map today, like, I don't know how to really answer that, because I don't know what I would have considered a good Doom map in 1996. I mean, I probably would have just tried to remake Plutonia a million times.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Right. I feel this is also probably worth mentioning, because it did just occur to me now. Seeing that we have music as a separate category for review in these reviews, for discussion, there wasn't any for Realm of Chaos. It was completely stock. Do you think that might have had an impact or something? Because Memento Mori is remembered with fondness, You go back and play it, and you realize that some of the maps aren't much chop. But the music remains awesome throughout. And do you think Realm of Chaos could have benefited from the stock, something other than stock?
Well, apparently there was no.
Would you have thought more of it?
No, I really would not have thought more of it if the music was replaced by not stock. Memento Mori is remembered fondly because of maps like Map 27. I mean, I think Memento Mori's high points definitely outshine Memento Mori's low points, in contrast to where I think that Realms of Chaos's high points were just, you know, less bad. There were a couple decent, but nothing I would say that reached the highlights of, like, I don't know, Icarus or... I think, like, Icarus would actually be a great example. Icarus is a map set from the same time that I don't like half of, but I'd still take, like, Freeding Frenzy over, I don't know what my favorite Realm of Chaos map was.
Esselfordium in the IRC channel has just informed me that there was, in fact, no real way to replace music in the one for MacDoom, so that really impacts things. But again, I guess we can still discuss whether or not the map set would have been improved with new music for it, regardless. But we can't criticize it then for the lack of. Anyway, I honestly feel that we're under no obligation to continue this review. If we can't think of anything more to say, we don't have to stick to a specific time frame. So, I will proceed to give the chords, which I have arranged neatly, or rather messily, if you hear what they sound like. Gameplay is an E flat with a third, sharp ninth, and a flat fifth. The visuals, it's a fifthless F major with an added ninth and a flat ninth. That's horribly dissonant. Don't try it. Innovation remains a separate category. And it has been slightly tweaked, the sound, this particular chord, by the fact that it is made for the Mac. it is a C sharp with a major third, a flat ninth, and a flat fifth. Still sounds awful. Music, not being replaced, is a C minor. It's flat. And the bonus chord for Jimmy, of course, will be an A minor with an added ninth. Otherwise known as a B11th, diminished half ninth with no fifth. Don't try it. That pretty much rounds off the review for Realm of Chaos.
I would like to, since you added in innovation there and I wasn't really thinking about it, See, one of the things that kind of struck me with about Realms of Chaos is I don't think there's any specific, like, mapping things that were done because it was for the Mac. Like, I don't think there was, like, any specific, like, you know, this is what a PC map is, this is what a Mac map is in terms of, you know, how they generally work.
But you might consider it a milestone in any case, as being one of the first.
Yeah, I would.
Right. I guess it's that reason that it warrants a chord in that category. In any case, yes, that's the end of the review. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry it was so short, but I don't think you can blame us. Or maybe you can.
There's nothing else to say.
There's nothing else to say.
Realm of Chaos left a tiny impression on us.
Take it away, Jimmy.